It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Because we have breaking news on the 50-minute mark brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Peter, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Russell Wilson was set to talk to reporters today. It teased that something unusual happened at practice. They all expected him to be there. Jeff Hathorne, our Hawk Report, our Steelers insider, texted me and said, Russ will not be talking, did not explain why. Adam Schefter now, a few minutes ago, the first to break the news. Russell Wilson limited in practice due to calf tightness. And Connor Hayward is telling Ray Fittipaldo things like, it is fortuitous that we had Justin Fields take so many snaps in training camp with the first-team offense.
Which is weird because Mark Caballi tweeting thing, because that suggests that Hayward's intimating that it's bad or that it's going to keep him out for this week. According to Caballi, though, he just tweeted this, Van Jefferson had no idea Russell Wilson was limited today, so take that for whatever it's worth. So that would imply that one of his top two receivers, at least on the depth chart, didn't even think anything was amiss with the guy. Then you've got one of the tight ends he'll presumably throw to every so often, suggesting, isn't that how you read between the lines on Hayward's quote there?
Yeah, I do.
Like, he thinks that it's pretty serious or that he's not going to play, and that it's a good thing that they have a de facto starter in their backup position. So
what do you think this is? Is this subterfuge? Is this gamesmanship? Is this Tomlin doing what he did after?
But you're not really supposed to Jake with the injury report to do that.
But it's not.
That gets you in trouble if it's real. If it's a real attempt.
But
at
if the guy has a pre-existing injury, and he doesn't take every team rep, you're technically not breaking the rules. It is probably not in the spirit of the rule. But the hell with the spirit.
Well, the Patriots
of the rules.
Listed like the whole team as probable every
right.
week.
Right. I mean, this is the NFL for crying out loud.
No,
this ain't tiddlywinks.
Man, if it was, that would be something. We'd be talking about that all day.
So, if that's what they're doing, if Tomlin is still engaging in kind of the silliness of making Atlanta think we really need to put more resources and time into preparing for Justin Fields, well, then so be it. I mean, I don't really think it's going to give them any kind of substantial benefit on Sunday, but I guess it's... In a way, it's like it's a wasted endeavor. Any time Atlanta spends on Justin Fields as the starting quarterback, which if it's more than zero and the Steelers don't intend to do so, does screw up Atlanta's prep for the game. And if Tomlin wants to do that to a guy that he considers a friend in Raheem Morris in his first game back, well then it's kind of ruthless, this business. It's cutthroat. You don't want your friends to win. You're trying to do everything you can to win.
A lot of what we had heard, at least from some people who covered the team, again, I think Caballi sort of was one of the people intimating this, was that Russ never looked that hurt, especially, maybe a week removed from the initial, like, he's got a calf issue. It seemed like people said, oh, yeah, he looks like he's moving around normally. And we all kind of assumed that maybe they were just doing that as a way to get Justin Fields a lot more reps and a longer
look
at him.
Well, you've said that a lot.
I've heard other people say that. I'm not at practice. I wasn't at training camp. So I'm not seeing that with my own eyes. I'm going off of what people who are there were saying, that the guy, he looked fine. He looked normal. And that they were just using – and they even talked about, like, Tomlin said, it's a minor thing. I don't want to become a major thing. And that seemed to be why they gave him so much time away. Like, Christian McCaffrey has barely practiced because he's got a calf strain. He's got an issue there. Presumably the Niners knew he would be ready. They just wanted to slow roll him. I don't know how to square this now with the idea that the initial injury in the first place, the way I was having it told to me, wasn't that big of a deal. And now you've got two separate players on that offense, skill players, giving two different, seemingly different stories on the severity or lack thereof here.
If he's legitimately hurt, though, it's not that far-fetched. It's a strain in a muscle. He's 36 years old. He hurts it. He injures it. He rests it. He comes back. He aggravates it again. I mean, that's for anyone that's a weekend warrior athlete or semi regular athlete who's older, that's not really that unusual that something like that would happen, turn into a potential lingering issue for Russell Wilson.
Yeah, that's probably the most convincing thing I've heard, because I'm a weekend warrior,
right?
Who worries
about
straining stuff.
That's why I think they took this precautious approach with him from the very beginning, and I do think it ended up having an unintended benefit, which was the Justin Fields, and they liked what they saw, so that allowed for them to be even more precautious with Wilson as time went on there. But
so do you think right now, who do you think starts Sunday? What's your gut tell you about
I would still say Russell Wilson. I would still say Russell Wilson.
Do you think that they have a short leash in game if he just looks compromised? Because I would.
That's of course.
That's where I would have to have a very different opinion. And even if we both agreed that you can't start Fields, you've got to start Russ, because if you start Fields to start the season, Russ is probably checked out. This has to change the calculus a little bit. If you send him in there for a half of football and he just doesn't look right, you got to yank him.
I think that there's a discussion about whether or not, just when both guys are healthy, if Russell Wilson at this point in his career is a better quarterback than Justin Fields. If now you're telling me that he's at 75%
well,
or even less
Fields
than that,
is better.
Then Fields becomes better because he has one elite skill. It's not what you would power rank number one in a quarterback. He doesn't have pinpoint accuracy.
But it ain't a bad one to have.
No, it's a matchup issue for teams, especially when it's week one. And it's a new coach and a new team, and they're getting used to communicating with each other and all getting on the same page.
And Russ who can't move is a sitting duck, because he's never thrown over the middle well, because, frankly, he's just not a big guy.
He gets sacked a ton when he's healthy.
He doesn't see over the middle, so he doesn't throw there. The only time he'll attack the middle, I think, is when he breaks to the edge of the pocket and he can actually see the whole field better. If he's not breaking out of the pocket, if he doesn't even have the mobility to get on the edges and throw like that, what really are we dealing with
here?
All
right, so I'll circle back to you. Do you think this is gamesmanship, or do you think this is a legitimate injury?
You did convince me with a very simple argument. He's not young anymore. He's not recovering. I mean, even the weekend warriors, you recover from injuries better when you're 25 than when you're 35. Hangovers take longer to get back from when you're in your 30s and not your 20s. So you convinced me there. I mean, it's easily and very plausible that it's real, legitimate re-aggravation here. You know why gamesmanship is so... I know you just said any minute spent is a victory for Tomlin, if that actually is the point here. It's not like you're game planning for two elite quarterbacks, or like there's a huge drop-off from one to the other. If anything, I would say it's kind of status quo. They both kind of want to get out on the edges. Russ wants to use his legs to set up his arm. Fields wants to use his legs more as a real weapon. I guess my not-so-eloquently stated point there is, I don't think Raheem Morris is, like, staying up at night about either of these two quarterbacks. Fields is just pretty simple. Make Justin Fields stand in the pocket and beat you, and you're probably going to win the football game. Pretty much the same prescription for Russ, minus the element of this guy will also take off and barrel through your whole defense.
At the end of the day, you want to do what you do well, I think. But we know the NFL is a very game-plan-specific league. Bill Belichick turned it into that. You'd see him do one thing one week, the next week they play the Steelers, and he would kill that zone blitz with Brady.
Passing the ball all over the place.
Here's a linebacker on a wide receiver. Yeah. Boom, boom, boom.
Next week he'd power run it against somebody doing something different.
So I do think, though, it's right to say that there's two different game plans for Wilson or Fields. If Fields starts, you'd either spy, you'd have different responsibilities for people in your front seven to make sure that he doesn't murder you with his legs. And
your safeties also have different responsibilities. I think with Russ,
they're probably playing closer down to the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, and with Russ, you're probably leaving a safety back to basically bracket picking specifically.
And he wants to throw it deep.
And he's still one of the best at it. So, yeah, there's differences. I think it's different for your linebackers and your safeties if you're Atlanta.
And I'll submit this as to why I'm still saying Wilson's going to start, but I don't think it's a slam dunk. If it were just a tiny minor thing, I think Wilson talks to reporters and just says, "Yeah,
not a big
deal.
You know,
I just
is a tweak.
Just didn't feel right, but I'm still all set. I'm good to go. It's no problem." And maybe he'll say that after practice tomorrow. But as of right now,
he's not talking, and Fields isn't talking either. So neither one of these guys is going to be heard from today.
Donnie, what's your take on all this?
Well, I could see where both you guys are coming from, but I do like the point where is it really gamesmanship when it's not like, hey, we have a star quarterback who might not play and you're going to make the other team completely focus on who the backup is. I think that there's something legit here because I also don't love the idea that they're kind of messing with the injury report because is there not a rule against that?
There was
a pretty specific rule against.
There is, but there's such plausible deniability because there's an established injury Wilson.
It would be an interesting, a hell of a risk to take right into week one. Do you also think, has Tomlin had any history of he tries to go harder on the guys he's friends with or he's a little more chummy if he's ever coaching against somebody that he has a history with? I don't even know there to be.
Because he doesn't have a coaching tree.
I'm talking about like McDermott. When he's coached against McDermott, for example, and they go way back, I don't remember him like really doing anything all that differently.
Any chicanery?
No, I don't. Well, I don't remember him on either side of it saying, I'm going to be extra hyper-focused on shady business here, or I'm going to be super friendly. The only coach he ever in his tenure seemed to handle differently was Belichick, which worked right into the Patriots' hands. Tomlin, like his team, would get way too keyed up for that game, like they had something to prove, and then they'd get beaten by like the simplest game plan ever. I'm going to run the ball 62 times if I need to.
I think there's something here, and if Wilson starts the game on Sunday, they'll see the most minor tweak possible if that's what it takes to get Fields into the game.
Who do you think the Falcons would okay, here's another question for both of you. Who do you think Raheem Morris and his defensive staff would rather see play quarterback for the Steelers, would prefer to be their starter?
Wilson.
Because they feel like Fields is an X factor.
Yeah.
Donnie?
I'm hesitant to say that Wilson's the one they would want to see. I mean, I guess age and now the fact that the dude might not be able to really move around. I just think that the turnover thing with Fields would have me intrigued if I'm a defensive coach.
Fields can hurt you with one ridiculous run where he breaks contain, but I still think a lot of defensive coordinators, as much as that has become vogue and that's what every team is looking for, are kept up at night by the idea that you do most everything right for a couple series.
Right.
Well, no, hold on. That's one way it can happen, but that you get sucked in on one play-action pass and a guy like Wilson stands back there with time, throws it 55 yards down the field, and here's George Pickens with a lightning bolt.
If I'm Atlanta, I think they want to run a conservative offense and play not to lose offensively. I've got Kirk Cousins now, Bijan Robinson, Drake London, Kyle Pitts. We'll find a way to make enough plays even against that defense to win the game. And sure, there's more boom-bust, high ceiling, lower floor with Justin Fields, but he might do two or three things that completely change the outcome of the game in a good way or a bad way.
He's also going to make it – well, do I even feel comfortable saying this? Does Fields really make it easier on the Steelers' offensive line? Because he still stands back there forever
and doesn't
survey the field.
Text us on the Edgar Snyder Associates fan text line. So if you're just joining us, Russell Wilson now limited in practice with a calf injury. Calf tightness is how they're describing it.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.